crash. Hey.
It didn't. Happy Tuesday.
Look who's here.
Hi.
She's back, everybody.
I'm back.
She's back. She couldn't be gone for long, everybody.
I couldn't. I missed you. Hi.
Welcome, Disney friends. My name is Park Hopper John.
And I'm Park Hopper Sid.
And together we are the WDW Park Hoppers. Welcome, everybody, to Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa.
We are here at the beautiful Meisner's Lounge up on the second floor of the Grand Floridian.
Right.
So we did have to step up the attire, the cocktails a little bit.
Yes.
Even the snacks are just a little, let's see here.
A little bit more snacky snacky.
Snacky snacky. So welcome to WDW Park Hoppers Live. We are so glad that you are here with us tonight.
I am so glad that you're back.
Aww.
I mean, we did really good.
And, you did amazingly.
And I had great friends. I had
yes.
great co-hosts, and you had great co-hosts when I was gone. So now we're back to
is
regular strength.
This is our
strength.
First
this
time
is since I've
since
been
you
home.
Got back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Since
okay.
I've been home.
Yeah,
from
I was
Ohio.
Sick one day, and I can't remember what even happened the other day.
You had a work thing you couldn't get out of.
Oh, that's right, the work thing.
Ah, you had that going on. So.
Well,
welcome.
Wait, I have big news for you.
What's the big news?
Since we have last been together here with everyone, I earned my ears.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Are you allowed to talk about this?
Well, I'm allowed to say that much.
Oh, okay.
So I work for one of Disney's operating participants, and I was able to go through the class. It's Traditions Light. And so it's Traditions for Operating Participants. And at the end of the class, you get ears. So I was very excited to show off my ears.
That's great.
So.
Very proud of her. She did a great job. And good to
I
see you.
I didn't fall asleep and I didn't offend anyone. That was pretty much the, yeah.
That's twofer in my book. So
absolutely.
Good job, baby. Good job. So, hello, everybody. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to watch. We are glad that you are here. If you would like to know a little bit more about us, you can find us over at WDWParkHoppers.com as well as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all WDW Park Hoppers. You can also find our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, all sorts of different places. And periodically,
no
you're going to hear.
No Snapchat.
No Snapchat.
No Snapchat.
Periodically, you'll hear right behind us, you'll hear the Mad Hatter hat turning upside down. That's that water that you're hearing. So
this is the sort of mini water park out here for the guests of the Grand Floridian. And
right.
You can even see the DVC Resort building right here behind us.
Yep.
And if you go that way, just
behind Sarah's yeah. hat, you can actually see the Polynesian.
There you go.
See, there it is.
There's the Polynesian. And so we are out here on the patio of the second floor. We are just off Meisner's Lounge. It's where that beautiful big band plays. And so it's just been fantastic. We were hearing music earlier, but yep. they keep closing the door for that pesky air conditioning. So
the only thing missing is Richard. We miss Richard being here welcoming us. So.
This was the first time we've been back since Richard passed away. So mm-hmm. if anyone doesn't know, Richard was the greeter here at the Grand Floridian for many, many years. And he just always put a smile on your face and welcomed you with open arms and an open heart. And
right.
so
absolutely. So we want to let you guys know right off the bat, if you would like to take advantage of I think this is going to be the last week that we do the Disney Bucket List book offer.
Really?
So if you want to grab a copy of that, you can go to wdwparkhoppers.com/... there's that sound again. wdwparkhoppers.com/Grand Floridian, all one word, and the books are $10 and free shipping, and I'll sign it for you if you'd like me to, and we'll get those to you.
That sound he's speaking of is the train whistle.
Nope, that's the ferry boat.
That was the ferry boat?
Mm-hmm. Train
oh, you
whistle's
did it
really
to the train
far
whistle
away. I know.
Ago.
I'm a train whistle person, but you can't
yes.
hear it really, really well.
All right, so the sounds that you're hearing are either the train whistle or the ferry boat or the water back here.
Right.
Or the lovely hostess that has been taking care of us.
Right,
so.
She's great. So go check that out. Next week, I'll be able to announce what the next thing is. I have a new book that's coming out. That we're
Something
be...
new for August.
Something new for August. We're going to be sharing that new book, but it has to do with two things that we love very much, Disney and something else.
John, I have absolutely no idea what you could possibly be talking about.
I have no idea, but it's Disney and something else.
All right.
All right, and just to let you know, if you're watching live, hang tight through the entire video. We're going to do a Q&A, so we'll answer questions, and if you stay, we'll also take in a little toury tour. We'll take inside and walk you around the Grand Floridian
for
a little bit.
Not just a tour. A toury tour.
A toury tour.
Ooh, very fancy.
So you ready to get into it?
Absolutely. I think you have the first news tonight.
All right. So,
and I'm going to eat because I'm starving.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sorry, y'all.
So Disney released information today about Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which the information has been out for a while, and tickets are already on sale. You can go check that out.
But this was important.
This is the important item. The important item is this is the Orange Bird card is going to be the Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom card. So a lot of people play Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom, and a lot more people just collect the cards like we do. And the cards are going to be available this year, and it's featuring Orange Bird painting faces on pumpkins. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So the very first, here's the funny thing. The very first Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party starts August 17th.
Yeah.
In 18 days from
August
today as we record this. So you can go check that up. It's an event exclusive card. You can go get that. And here's the backstory, because you know Disney's really big on backstories.
As everyone should be.
So the backstory is, during one of his walks through Adventureland, Merlin met the adorable Orange Bird.
Aww.
Merlin, the wizard, was so taken with the little fellow that he created a brand new Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom spell in his honor. So on the new Orange Bird's Jack-O-Lantern spell card, Orange Bird celebrates Halloween his own sunny way by creating juice-o-lanterns, drawing funny faces on the oranges that grow near the sunshine tree. So check that out. So if you're coming to Disney, you don't have to be that big of a part of the game. You can just go show your pass to get into the Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. And they'll trade you. They'll punch it, and then they'll give you a card. And you can only get one per customer.
But you do have to buy a pass to the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Right. Yeah.
And you don't have to dress up. I personally love this because I think it's a great time to run around and be a kid, and you get to see the characters in their costumes.
Right.
So you know all the characters are out there dressed up in something different. And let's face it, we stock up on candy.
We do. This is when we take the big, huge bags around, and we get all of our Halloween candy for the year.
That we pass out to kids sometimes.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right. Next up.
All right. So, something not so fun, but very important. Disney is expanding their environmental commitment to reduce plastic waste. So, Disney has announced the next step in its commitment to environmental stewardship. That's okay, honey. You can take the stirrer home.
Yeah.
All right. So, by 2019, the company will eliminate single-use plastic straws, plastic stirrers, and even the branded plastic stirrers at all the owned and operated locations across the globe. And it will amount to a reduction of more than 175 million straws and 13 million stirrers annually. So, now Disney has also shared additional plans to reduce plastic waste across its businesses over the next few years by transitioning from the refillable in-room amenities, you know, the little shampoo you take home with you, at all the Disney hotels and cruise ships, reducing the number of plastic shopping bags in its parks and on the Disney Cruise Line. So, this will complete its work to eliminate Completing its work to eliminate the polystyrene cups across all of its global owned and operated businesses.
All right.
So, straws, stirrers, the branded stirrers, the shampoo and conditioner bottles, the little lotion bottles, and reducing the plastic shopping bags. All of those are going to go away or be decreased on all Disney owned and operated properties, shops, etc.
Right.
In addition to the long-term effort to reduce single-use plastics, the company is also continuing to recycle and responsibly dispose of other single-use waste that cannot be eliminated. If you would like to learn more about the Walt Disney Company's long-term sustainability goals and its commitment to the environment, please visit thewaltdisneycompany.com/environment and check out everything.
That's my slash.
And just check out everything that they are doing to try to make this world better for our children and the children that come.
That's right. As funny as you think
the whole straw thing is.
I think it's kind of funny, but now that they're talking about eliminating some of the bags, I think that you know, straws are a big deal, and I get that. But at Animal Kingdom, they're using...
It's been paper straws
it's
forever.
It's been paper straws, and they should be doing that on the cruise line because, you know, when you get the little itty-bitty, pardon my reach for a second, when you get these little itty-bitty stir straws, and they put them inside the drinks, and you pull them out of the drinks and lay them on the table, they go flying off into the water anyway.
Into the ocean.
So that's a good idea to have, you know, the biodegradable straws. But it's the bags and stuff that I thought was funny. I mean, like, they go through bags, like, especially when it rains. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Disney handles that. You know, Starbucks has recently gone...
they're getting rid of the polystyrene also.
They're trying to get rid of that stuff, and they're using more plastic in their lids than they were originally. And... they're selling straws, they're selling reusable straws, and the straws are coming in plastic bags.
They're also changing their lids so that you don't need a straw. It's got the little sippy cup like the coffee cups do. They're going to have that for their cold drinks as well.
So there you go. What do you guys think? Leave us a comment.
I think you should just stick to drinking out of glass.
I think it's a great idea. That way, if the parade float goes by and you really dig it, you can throw it on the ground and scream, "Hoppa!" Or not.
Oh, baby, you're Irish, not Greek.
I know.
All right.
So those of you who are planning on coming to Walt Disney World this year and visiting the Wilderness Lodge, and you had plans to go to Geyser Springs Bar and Grill for breakfast, not so fast, because they've basically quietly eliminated breakfast from their menu. Over this past weekend, a post broke on the internet, and they were saying that Geyser Point Bar and Grill, I said Geyser Springs earlier, Geyser Point Bar and Grill, which is the new area located right on the water's edge at Wilderness Lodge.
It's really got a great seating area.
It's amazing.
It's just fantastic.
Yeah, they're going to, they've eliminated breakfast, so now they're advertising that they're only available for lunch and dinner, which is fine. But options for breakfast now are only Roaring Fork Quick Service, which is hard for me to say, and Whispering Canyon Cafe for table service. So, what's the over-under, you think, on Artist Point opening up for a deluxe breakfast anytime soon?
I don't know. I am still recovering from the Whispering Canyon Cafe taking away all the fun. No more yelling for ketchup.
Right.
No more small water. Yeah, it's just, you know, we all take ourselves just a little too seriously. So,
yes.
All right.
But I think the part of that is because they have DVC people staying in that main building. So I think they're trying to keep it as calm as possible for the DVC members staying in that area.
I know some pretty crazy DVC people.
I know a couple.
They like the fun.
Yep.
All right.
Before we move on, there's one thing that I wanted to share with you guys. There's two things. There's two things that you can do. Two. Count them. Two.
Maybe three?
No, there's just two.
Two. Okay.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition. Two. Count them. Two. The two things are, one, you can share this video with people. As you're watching the video, please share it in your timeline or share the post, because we always put a post up on Thursday or Friday. Share that with people and help grow our audience. That would be great.
I'm going to say, please share it, because I'm going to ask everyone to please share this video, because my loving husband picked up some cute brunette last week and did the podcast, and all of a sudden he has more views than he and I do, and so I'm a little heartbroken.
Right.
You know who you are, cute brunette.
So, the second thing is, if you're going to do any shopping on Amazon, which we're all going to do anyway, the one thing I would ask that you would do is type in wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon. What that'll do is it'll take you to the Amazon page, but it'll leave a little cookie telling Amazon that you came through the WDW Park Hoppers link, and that'll give us a few pennies on anything you purchase. It doesn't cost you any more, but it certainly does help us out a lot. And I'm sure that you would very much appreciate it. And a thank you.
Thank you. Well, and if you normally go and it automatically logs you in, this still automatically logs you in.
Doesn't do anything any different.
All it does is just tell them, oh, look, these people sent them. And we appreciate that. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay.
All right. Hollywood Studios has more changes coming. Did you know?
I knew yesterday.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
This is what happens when your husband does two podcasts.
Yeah.
So, there is a new bus loop opening soon at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The new traffic pattern is for select buses, and this has started at Disney's Hollywood Studios already. The Walt Disney World park-to-park buses, so the ones that link Hollywood Studios to the other three theme parks, so not including the water parks here, buses will utilize the new bus loop, while the Walt Disney World Resort buses will follow the same route as they do today through mid-August. So you have a few more weeks. Starting mid-August, all of the buses will use the new bus loop as construction begins in the area formerly occupied by the old bus loop. So everybody's over here, now half a year coming over here, and in a couple of weeks all these guys are going over here because over here is going under construction.
It's going to be interesting for the next several months there because they're finishing up the sky buckets. I won't say sky buckets, but that's not what they call it.
The gondolas?
The gondolas. They're finishing up the gondola stand there. So that's going to be kind of crazy. Now they're fixing the bus loop, and that's not permanent. And when they're finally done, Hollywood Studios is going to be an amazing vacation destination.
It was already amazing. It's going to be even more.
Just right now, it's kind of awkward.
Well, it's...
It's a little rough.
It's Florida. There's construction.
Yes. So, Welcome to the international state of construction.
Well, it's where the orange flowers grow year-round.
Oh, that's true. And the orange bushes really do damage to your car.
Absolutely.
They're all from Bob's Barricades.
I know, but Bob's was always very good to us many year moons ago.
That is true.
Bob, if you're listening, thank you. All right.
Hey, I'm sorry.
There's more.
There's more.
But wait. Okay. So... Along with the new bus loop operating beginning July 31st, guests who are walking to Disney's Hollywood Studios from the International Gateway at Epcot or the Epcot Area Resorts or the boardwalk that whole way that you kind of walk down there. So they will be directed through a temporary path that will also go through the new bus loop. So you will get your own face-to-face tour of the new bus loop. So this is going to impact guests that are staying at Yacht and Beach, the Boardwalk Resorts, and the Swan and Dolphin.
Absolutely.
So if you're staying at those hotels and you want to walk over to Hollywood Studios, few extra steps, but you know, you have a story to tell.
And who doesn't need another story to tell?
Hey, if it's a story at Disney that does not involve a crying child or, you know, a bird stealing their churro, I think it's a good story worth telling.
Absolutely, I agree. All right, so if you are big fans of Guy Fieri, and he has his detractors, but a lot of people, for the most part, like him. I like his diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Easy for you to say.
But I really love his big bite on the Carnival 2.0 ship. This guy's burgers, love those. Those are amazing.
Can you tell that we're hungry, y'all?
Yeah,
like, I'm sitting here stuffing my face. He's talking burgers.
So we're very excited because Guy Fieri, who is already partnered with Planet Hollywood to do some menu items there, is opening up his own quick service restaurant here at Disney Springs called Chicken Guy. Chicken Guy.
Chicken Guy.
And it's going to be amazing. Disney's confirmed it. It's going to open in August. I can't wait. Guy's menu will be featuring hand-pounded and breaded chicken tenders.
I could get a job there and relieve some stress.
You could. It'd be awesome. Son of a... Gotta move out. Anyway, more than 20 variety of sauces.
Darn you, Park Hopper John!
Okay. That's true. The tenders can be grilled or fried, can be ordered by themselves or on a chicken sandwich like the Big Bite BLAT, which includes bacon, lettuce, avocado, tomato, and buttermilk ranch.
As everything should.
Mom,
that was
chicken,
for you.
Chicken Guy fries come sprinkled with Fieri's signature seasoning, which is amazing, and can also be ordered loaded with super melty cheese. You remember super melty cheese from the cruise?
Yes.
It also could come with shop grilled chicken, bacon, and green onions. And then the Mac Daddy mac and cheese is also a side option. I'm pretty sure that the Mac Daddy mac and cheese is already a side option upstairs in Planet Hollywood, but the Mac Daddy make you jump.
So it sounds like that his Chicken Guy fries have the ability to be, and I'm going to word this politely. So I used to work traveling around to different fairs and festivals and like 7 lifetimes ago, and we would always go looking for the fries that had everything on it.
Ferry boat.
And we called them a part of your body fries because they always went straight to that part of your body.
Badonkadonk.
Sure, Heine fries.
Heine fries. They weren't called Heine fries.
So let me ask you another question.
So if you're looking for something a little on the lighter side, you could try Chicken Guy salad bowls, including chopped chicken Caesar, barbecue chopped chicken salad sandwich, and Southwest sweet corn salad, which sounds pretty amazing. Chicken sandwich.
Wow.
Signature desserts. Now, yeah.
You're telling all our jokes.
They don't know. Now, just look into the camera.
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Signature desserts include the triple double mint, a hand-spun mint chocolate soft serve with cookies and cream crumbles, chocolate mints, chocolate syrup, and fresh whipped cream. Nice, right? They also have the...
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we still talking?
They also have the cinnamon apple, which is exciting for me, which is a hand-spun vanilla soft serve, crunchy cinnamon cereal, cinnamon toast crunch, and cinnamon apple cereal.
Apple cinnamon toast crunch.
Or Apple Jacks,
okay.
And fresh whipped cream. That sounds extremely good to me. Chicken Guy's going to be located right next door, literally beside part of Planet Hollywood Observatory, and the exact opening date has not been announced.
Do you know what else has not been announced?
No.
So, the announcement on the pricing. So, we saw one article, everything will be $7 or less. And then somebody comes out and says, wait, that's not official.
That's not going to happen.
And then there was an article 2 days later. Look, Guy Fieri's opening a restaurant. Everything is $8 or less. I'm like, huh.
That's going the wrong way.
Well, it's more in line with Disney pricing, but still. But so we're
that's
wondering.
Not even close to Disney pricing.
Is everything going to be $9.99 or less by the time they open?
That's WWE pricing.
Oh.
All right.
Wow.
We are going to end the show on a little bit of a sad note, but it's an amazing story, and it's a big piece of history that we want to share with you guys.
I think this is a lovely story. The attorney, Thomas DeWolf, this is the gentleman who helped purchase the Walt Disney World property. He lived a wonderful and full and amazing life and has passed away at the age of 91.
Yep.
And we commend him on his contribution to creating this world that we all get to enjoy every day. And we appreciate his efforts.
Yep.
He passed away on June 27th. He was hired by the Walt Disney World Company in the 1960s to form five fake corporations. Ooh, that's not Disney friendly. To form five imagined corporations to purchase the land that is now considered the Walt Disney World property. So there's about 40 square miles here. This tactic saved the Walt Disney Company. 47? What's that about? Wow. Yeah, anybody want a husband for a day? I mean, seriously. All right. This tactic actually saved Walt Disney Company a very large sum of money, because as word got out that it was Walt Disney that was buying up the property, people's prices went through the roof, what they wanted for their farmland. And it was farmland and swampland, and he wasn't jipping anyone. He offered fair prices, but once they found out who it was and they knew what he had, the difference between the first land he bought and the last land he bought was like,
I think the first property that he bought was like $5,000 an acre, maybe $500 an acre, and then it jacked up to
$100,000 an acre.
Yep.
$100,000 an acre.
The first 40 some odd ballpark acres that they bought, well, that's square miles, the first several hundred acres they bought cost almost as much as the last several that they purchased.
The first cost as much as, yeah.
The last, yeah.
So
that's a horrible way of saying that, but you get the idea.
Richard Fuglesang, who is a Disney historian, he's also a retired Rollins College professor, said that if the landowners knew what Disney was assembling, they would have tried to hold out or sell their land for more, like the ones in the end did. DeWolf was also instrumental in the creation of the Reedy Creek Improvement District. He drafted the initial legislation that helped establish it, and the Reedy Creek Improvement District governs over the land that the Walt Disney Resort sits on. And this includes the land that Disney owns but has properties such as like the Bee Resort, the Hilton Resorts, the Sheraton, everything that is on that land that is not owned and operated,
mm-hmm.
but that still falls under the governing district of the Reedy Creek Fire Department and that. So In the initial draft for the creation of Rita Creek, he created two municipalities that comprised the Walt Disney World property. You might be familiar with these names.
Mm.
Bay Lake and Lake Buena Vista.
LBV.
So, from 1974 until 2011, Wolf served on the Rita Creek Board of Supervisors, and all but 2 years he was the president of the board.
Yep.
And then in 2011, he retired, and he lived a wonderful life with his family until he passed away a few weeks ago.
So,
thank you very much, Thomas DeWolf. Thank you to your family. Our condolences are with you, and our gratitude is with you as well.
Absolutely. If he doesn't already have a window on Main Street USA, he should. I know a lot of the imagined businesses have windows, so.
Imagine.
That's a good ad.
Yes. So where will we be next week? Have we decided yet?
Yeah, we've decided that we're going to do a monorail crawl. So
all at once?
No, next week we're going to do the Polynesian. Is that what we said? We're going to do Contemporary.
Let's do Contemporary.
We're going to do the Contemporary Resort next weekend. So I'm thinking we'll probably do the Outer Rim.
Ooh, or the Wave.
Outer Rim lighting would be much better.
Outer Rim it is.
We'll all look like Pandora Navi if we go to the Wave, because we'll all be blue. Or Smurfs. I'll just be a big fat bearded Smurf. I'll be Fat Daddy Smurf.
Papa Smurf.
That's right. I'll be Guy Fieri Smurf.
That's just wrong.
It's money. So we're going to be there next week. Make sure that you join us, because we'll be live again. You never know what kind of trouble we're going to get into.
If you have a chance to come join us in person, please come on out there. We're normally around between 6 and 6:30. We're hanging out, and then we're going to be there after the podcast ends. So please feel free to join us. And if you're not sure where we are, just send us a message and we'll answer you back.
Absolutely. And we try to put that out as often as we can, to let you know as early as we can. So you need to go, if you would, to wdwparkhoppers.com/newsletter. And sign up for the newsletter. That way you'll be in the know about what we're doing. Plus, we put out a couple of newsletters a week. Nothing major. We don't spam you. We certainly don't sell your information.
How much do the newsletters cost?
They are totally free.
Free newsletters?
That's right.
Because you don't get enough email. You need to sign up.
That's right. I've got something else I'm going to be adding to the newsletters here pretty soon that current newsletter subscribers will get automatically.
Ooh.
So, we want to make sure that you guys come hang out with us. Come hang out with us live. Come hang out with us virtually. But make sure you come to wdwparkhoppers.com for Parks, One World.
And everything in between.